Here on today's Lely Radio Sports page, I'm Tyler Crabb with the 2024 year in review for the sports teams at Pella Christian. 2024 once again provided several incredible moments on Eagle Lane. Kicking off the 2024 calendar year, the Eagles girls basketball team took big strides under first-year head coach Brendan Foudy, winning more games than the previous two seasons combined, including an upset win over Class 3A number 14 Sheraton.
Karis Ficker to the corner, Faith Kegmarinski, an open look from three. Faith Kegmarinski gives Pella Christian a six-point lead, a full Pella Motors timeout, 30-second timeout taken by Sheraton.
Going 18-6 last winter, the Pella Christian boys basketball team reached the sub-state championship for the third consecutive season. That excitement carried over into the spring for the Eagles. The Pella Christian track and field teams continued their strong tradition of success, with 10 athletes competing in 10 events at the state meet at the famous Blue Oval in Des Moines May 16th through the 18th. The Pella Christian girls had a strong showing at state, taking second place overall as a team in Class 2A. The Eagle girls won 6 individual and relay championship titles, marking the first event titles for the program since 1980. Leading the way to the runner-up finish were 4 state championships from the trio of Rachel Kegmarinski, Bailey Voss, and Meredith Van Wyk. Voss, who won that first title since 1980 in the 400-meter dash, said it was exciting to see progress after finishing as the runner-up in the event the year before.
It's just really a testament to how far the team has progressed this season and to how we're working together. I'd say this has been like a long-term goal of mine. I've always wanted to, you know, take home a state championship. So this was really exciting. But yeah, once again, this is an opportunity for me to glorify God on the track. So just pushing it back on to him.
In addition to the Pella Christian girls track and field team success at the state meet, Trevor Veenstra capped off an excellent throwing career by claiming the Class 2A state shot put title and a runner-up finish in the discus for the Eagle boys. Veenstra, who had not had the finishes he had hoped for at state the past two seasons in the shot put, said it was a great feeling to bounce back and finish his high school throwing career with that state title.
It's just great to come out here after the past 2 years even not doing how I wanted to do. So just to get that throw out there really made me happy.
Less than a week after the state track and field meet, the Eagles boys golf team put the finishing touches on the best season in program history. Competing at the Class 2A State Golf Tournament at Coldwater Golf Links in Ames on May 20th, Pella Christian shot a 307 as a team, placing them just one stroke back of top-ranked Beckman Catholic. Unfortunately, the Eagles did not get a chance to overtake the top spot in the tournament field, as the second day of action was canceled due to rain. Head coach Kent Bream said that while there was disappointment not getting the second day to make a run at the championship, he was pleased with how the team performed.
Posted a pretty good number on Monday. You know, a 307, that's a pretty good score at state. I think most, I had three guys that played really well. And our last score, yeah, there's a few shots here and there that maybe could have been a little different. But overall, a 307 at state is a pretty good score to post. So happy with that. You always look back as a golfer and you always see different situations, different shots that could have turned out different. But again, you can't live in the past. You move on. We played well. We had a great season overall and a good, much better finish than last year.
Continuing our recap of the 2024 calendar year for the Pella Christian athletic teams, we move to the summer where the Eagles baseball team had another successful season. A year after reaching the state tournament, Pella Christian baseball again reached the sub-state semifinals. Among the highlights for the season was the celebration of the 30-year anniversary of the Eagles' only state championship baseball team, with a majority of the 1994 squad returning to Eagle Lane to be recognized for their accomplishments that season. This past fall featured plenty of exciting moments at Pella Christian as all four teams reached the postseason. Kicking off the fall season, the Eagles football program celebrated the 20th year of offering the sport while also qualifying for their 17th playoff appearance in 18 years.
Yeah, Sykes gets this one away, and it's a great punt. Nunnacovin will catch it at around the 25. He's looking for his blockers. He's got him set up. He's at the 40, 45, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, 20, 10, 5, touchdown, Landon Nunnacovin.
Our Randall Roofing raised the roof moment of the game. Landon Nunnacovin going about 75 yards for the punt return touchdown.
Under first-year head coach Andrea Kakmarinski, the Pella Christian volleyball team also had plenty to celebrate, posting the program's highest winning percentage since 2014. Going 24-12 overall on the season, the Eagles reached the regional championship match for the first time since the 2018 season. Capping off the fall on Eagle Lane, the Pella Christian cross-country teams added to their tradition of success, with both the boys and girls teams qualifying for the state meet. In the boys' fourth consecutive appearance in Fort Dodge, Sawyer Minders claimed first-team All-State honors with a 12th-place finish while running the second-fastest time at state in the program's history. Minder said he was grateful to see his hard work pay off by achieving his goal of an All-State finish.
It means a lot, just all the work that's been put in through the past couple of years. And I'm finally able to experience what I haven't been able to experience as a freshman and sophomore, and just able to pull through on that. So that's fun.
Highlighting the Pendleton Christian girls' second state meet appearance in 3 years was Bailey Voss, who ran the fastest time in school history en route to a 17th place finish and second team All-State honors. All of these exciting moments bring us back to the present day, where the basketball and bowling seasons are well underway on Eagle Lane. With this look back at 2024 for the athletic teams at Pendleton Christian, this has been Tyler Crabb on today's Lanley Radio Sports page.